A Christmas event that began as a way to get in the spirit during times of shutdowns and social distancing is returning to the Okotoks Alliance Church next week, even as this holiday season is projected to be the most normal in quite some time. The Okotoks Alliance Church Christmas Path was born during the pandemic, when large gatherings in indoor spaces weren't permitted. It actually was largely inspired by COVID as we were trying to think of ways to give people a Christmas experience within the bounds of physical distancing and lockdown, said worship and arts pastor Tim Corthius. Health restrictions like gathering limits and mask mandates are gone, but organizer Francina Vandermeer said that doesn't mean the event had to stop. This year, a lot of things are very much back to normal, but we just had such a great experience doing it that I thought we would love to keep doing it, she said. I think it's a really great thing to do. In the open land behind the church just north of Okotoks, volunteers and members of the congregation have created an interactive Christmas experience, open to the public on December 17 and 18 from 3 to 6 p.m. There is no cost to participate. After being greeted by the welcome team, visitors will meet a centurion who will guide them through four different stations, each a part of the story which tells the birth of Jesus, Vandermeer explained. There will be wise men, Mary and Joseph, angels and shepherds accompanying their flock. Live animals will be on scene at the shepherd station and will be carefully watched, so parents and kids need not worry. In between each vignette will be carolers dressed in traditional Christmas attire, she added. Patrons will be able to walk from station to station or pull the young ones along in a sled. At the end of the pathway, there will be a fire, hot drinks and Christmas treats for all to enjoy. The entire display takes about 15 to 20 minutes to complete. Vandermeer said she loves being a part of the project and hopes everyone in Okotoks comes to check it out. We want everybody to know that it's not just for our church family, it's for our community at large and we would love to have lots of people come out, young and old, she said.